Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
That's what I told you it would be. Wasn't expecting any kind of whistles or fireworks. Just a quiet, seemingly boring month. And that's basically what it was. And so we move on to December. Hang on a second. Let me let this. Oh, come on. Alright. It's gonna be dog wars tonight, I can feel it. Anyway. Lay down. So anyway, hang on, Shiloh, lay down, lay down. He's all riled up. All right, so... Yeah, try to get a train of thought when you got a dog barking in your ear. But it's Monday night. So, I've posted a bunch of videos exposing the swamp nest in Chicago. People wondering why I've taken an interest to the Kanika Jenkins murder. And that's because it's... You know, they're trying to get away with the fairy tale, and I'm not going to let it happen. And there's 1,000, 10,000 other people online that ain't going to let it happen either. Hang on, folks. Out the guard dogs. So, what I've uncovered is that, well, what everybody already knew, Chicago was run by demon rats. And when you start to peel apart the layers of the demonicity in that town, it's crazy. I mean, the fathers never led me to go there. I drove by there. I was amazed at the size of that place. I mean, I've been to Manhattan. I get it. Cities are big, but Chicago is crazy. From north to south, just driving that thing. It's like, wow. And so, and you know, I've been ragging Rahm Emanuel since he became mayor and started embezzling money down there. I've been doing that for years. And the little satanic group down there, Penny Pritzker and all them. You know, it's a well-oiled satanic machine down there. And so, you know, when you're on the outside looking in, it's like, it's the devil's land. It really is. It's despicable. And so, you know, they've been killing black kids in Chicago for probably 50 years and have gotten away with it. You know, I was just reading, someone sent me a thing the other day, a mother and three kids on the south side missing. They don't just go for the singles, hit and runs, and now grab and gab. They go for whole families, and I was onto that a couple years ago. And I was in New York, and I was at the St. Patrick's Cathedral, and you could see these police officers and black SUVs across the street from St. Pat's Cathedral in New York. And this is like 10 o'clock at night. And I'm asking the Lord, what's going on? You know, this church looks closed. There's a whole line of black SUVs and a bunch of police cars. And they were all inside, sacrificing. A man and his daughter. This is what goes on every day across this country. And it's a well-oiled machine. Never gets exposed. Because corruption at the top of the highest levels on down. And everybody else at the bottom afraid to say anything. I'm not afraid to expose evil, folks. It's what I do. so, you know, I thought New York was bad, and then you look at Chicago, you don't even know the half of it. That's gonna stop. These reptiles will run amok, abducting people out of airports, out of parks. Did you ever notice in near all these reptile alien bases and nests, there's always parks? Because that's where they abduct people out of. Did you know Las Vegas was built on top of a huge underground alien network? Yeah. The tunnels underneath the casinos in Vegas would be enough to make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And Los Angeles is no different because it comes in from the Pacific Ocean. You see, that whole area out there used to be known as Lemuria. And Lemuria was an ancient civilization, pre-Adamic, that lived out there, along with Atlantis. Atlantis was in the south, and the Lemuria was in the west. And when those civilizations were destroyed, they just went underground. And so all these years, and I remember on thewatcherfiles.com several years ago, I posted a picture of a photo of the ocean outside Malibu, California. There was an entrance to that Lemurian base underneath that whole West Coast area there. And they come in and out of that place in many entrances. And I told you how they've tunneled all the way to Vegas, probably beyond. And they could even pull submarines up in through there. Yeah, you know what? Aliens do have submarines. Where do you think Americans got the idea? Or Russians or Chinese? Where do you think they got the tech? Aliens have submarines. People think because they're a spirit being, like these are fallen angels, the ones we're dealing with, the ancient Lemurians and Atlantans and all that, they were fallen angels. Angels use technology. They don't, you know, if you're in a flesh body like Yahushua was, yeah, you could probably just jump, skip, transport from one place from A to B on Earth. But if you were to go, you know, in space and things like that, you don't typically just think, I'm going to go to Mars when you're there. You need, you know, they use craft. Angels use craft. Fallen angels use craft. They have technology. That's one of the biggest, I think, blind spots of the churches today, is because they don't teach anything. They don't acknowledge anything. Nothing exists. Sweep it under the rug. Just go back to the same old mind-controlled questions and answers we've given you over the years. Don't think beyond the box. Don't learn beyond the box. Now, angels have craft. The difference between angels and fallen angels is that angels' craft don't crash. They don't crash. And fallen angels still have the technology their parents had when they were angels. That's how they even have crafts. That's how they can become invisible and cloak, and they have all this outrageous technology, because they had it when they were in good standing as angels. Angels don't just fly around in wings, around horses. They have technology. They have tech. I've seen it. It's pretty cool. And you would be amazed at how much everything on Earth mimics heaven. And I said this in my book, Interview with the Devil. It mimics a lot. You know, I don't know how many times I've heard songs on the radio that I knew Lucifer wrote. Because he would take music from heaven. There's a lot of music in heaven. People think they're all playing harps. It's not true. The only thing bad with music is, number one, the lyrics. You're not going to find raunchy, gross, or bad or profane lyrics in the music there. But they have guitars and what we would think is guitars and drums and stuff like that. It's better than ours, but we mimic it. There's what we have. And there's various types. There's way beyond the harps and flutes. And so He often takes music from what was in heaven and puts a darker beat on it down here and changes the lyrics. Does that a lot. And he's a writer anyway. He loves to write songs. And so Satan himself has probably written thousands of songs. And Lilith has written songs. People don't realize this. When they call it the devil's music, that's because that's what it is. It's from him. He inspires people to write it. He channels it to them. He just gives them the lyrics, and they think, oh, I'm getting a song, and they'll sit and scribble it on a piece of paper on the back of a piece of toilet paper or something, you know? Hear all these artists, oh, it just came to me, and I wrote it down. Satan's giving it to you. That's how they channel their music to people, you know? And, you know, Lilith writes a lot of songs, she wrote a lot of Stevie Nicks. I don't care, you know, what's on their labels. Oh, so-and-so wrote this, and so-and-so produced this. And sometimes it's just straight from the devil himself and his minions. Give credit where it's due. But there's a lot of stuff. Societies, heaven is broken down into societies. It's not just everybody living in a field. You know, we have these perceptions around clouds. Earth is broken up into nations and kingdoms and societies, and that's because heaven is. Earth just mimics heaven. Heaven is different planets, even, and kingdoms and nations, and, you know? To be called to the temple of God is awesome. It's a huge honor. Because even though you're in heaven, not everybody gets to go to the temple, you know? Not everybody gets sit at the feet of the Most High. Just because you're created and live there, you know, you might be able to visit and stuff, but, you know, being able to go there is a huge honor. It would be like going to the White House here. How many of us have been to the White House? You know? Our society mimics a lot. The thing that's not in heaven is evil. Evil. There's no evil there. I won't miss it. I know a lot of you won't either because we're so sick of it. When you see how Satan and his little freaks are down here, the way they destroy with everything with their corruption, their murders, their liars, thieving, the way they treat people, let them all go burn in hell. We'll all enjoy heaven together, away from them. Away from that scum racket. You know, you're watching it all unfold. Trump's gonna expose the swamp, and let's see how far he goes. You know, he's got a while to go. Now, there's been pressure put on the other side to make a move by the end of the December, and so I don't suspect we're gonna really see anything until the last 2 weeks, because they always wait till the last minute if they're gonna do anything. I'm not holding my breath, but I'm just telling you the way it is. They have pressure on them to make a move by the end of the month. And if they don't, there's going to be consequences, and we go on another roller coaster ride. So, you know, we could drag this out forever. I mean, they could go after the bankers and the Wall Street scammers who have scammed billions from the citizens of this country by rigging the markets. You know how many people lost their retirement in 2008, and it's now 2017, and they're just now retiring on the minimal amount they could have retired on years ago, but they lost everything they had in the stock market. You know, that 2008 crash hurt an entire generation of retirees, people getting ready to retire. And it was all based on scams and rigging. Where's the accountability for that? We're going to go after the scam street, too? Because that's a huge part of the swamp. Military, child trafficking, that's a huge part of the swamp. Still waiting for that one to come out. Come on, Mattis. Show your hands and see how far you're ready to go in the swamp. If you're on Trump's side or not. If I were Trump, I'd go back and rehire all the generals Obama fired. Fired him because they wouldn't play his ball. So they're nothing like him. Next couple of weeks, I don't see much happening in the next 2 weeks. You know? I was looking at the sunset tonight, and I was like, wow, it was way over there. And it's rising way over in the southeast in the morning. So that's like a really short hike during the day from the southeast to the southwest. If y'all aren't worried about a pole flip, you should be. Will that come at the end of the month? I don't know. Maybe. I just know the next 2 weeks are going to be pretty nonchalant because the Lord hasn't told me anything. And I see stuff going on in the background. I don't see anything affecting anyone in the nation for the next 2 weeks, except if you're a red scum, redless demon rat, because they're still piling on the indictments, so they say. And I don't want to hear about indictments. I want to hear about imprisonments. You know, we've been hearing about Hillary going to jail for years. You know, it's almost like every day you turn on the computer. Is Hillary in jail yet? Because until she is, we're doing nothing but spinning wheels. Really. You know, I was just reading a child trafficker got 472 years in prison. And you're like, who is that? Just some unknown guy. You are not gonna get away with that crap forever. Where you go after all the little foot soldiers and the commanding officers get away jet free. You are not gonna do that. We're gonna hold your feet to the fire and make the ones giving the orders and the rules and the money until they are in prison. Guys at the top. You know, starting from the bottom to the top. The problem is the bottom can always be replaced very easily. You got your transportation routes, whole organizations involved with pedophilia, child trafficking, human trafficking. We got to cut the transportation routes. And then the supply lines. Instead of going after these random, and I'm not saying it's no big deal. It's always good to get the CIA scumbags off the streets that are attacking our children. But we need the whole organization that's brought down. And that's some big names, and they're all politically covered politicians and judges, police chiefs, state police. All protected, in on the rackets. You want to see some real stuff happen. Don't turn on a sprinkler and tell us there's a hurricane coming. We want the hurricane. So we await. We await. End of December. There's some stuff going on, some alerts. You might want to pay attention to the particular hype that starts this time of year about the event. You think, oh, that's New Age garbage. Well, it is. But it's also what's coming, so. You know, I've got a bunch of videos on my channel. I've been doing them for umpteen years about the event, the New Age agenda, and blah, blah, blah. And it's the end of December, and you know, Sananda, the fake Jesus, always wants to mimic Jesus, so to him, pulling off the Bethlehem Star and arriving on Christmas would be a big deal, so that's what they call the event. the arrival of the Ascended Masters. Why do they call them Ascended when they're descending? I guess it's like a metaphorical thing. Ascended means higher knowledge. They're stupid. Not higher knowledge. As they descend to earth and fulfill Bible prophecy, that's what we wait for. They call it the event. We call it the arrival of Satan. Whatever. Same thing. We had the sign in September. Wasn't that September? The Rev 12 sign? You see all these signs, you know, and they come and go. And like a couple years ago when we had the Tetrad, we had two blood moons 2 years in a row. Or 1 year after the other. Everyone thought for sure something was going to happen on those. And then you had the Rev 12 sign. They got everybody hyped over that. Well, I think until I hear anything else, that the next couple weeks are just going to be, I'm going to be busy exposing rat's nests and Trump's busy draining the swamp. I don't know what else to tell you. You know, I don't push hype where there isn't any. I don't blow smoke where there isn't any. Kind of laugh. Someone was putting out a video on Russia warns of possible apocalyptic scenario on Korean Peninsula. Really? How long have I been saying that? Korean Peninsula would be the kickoff. They don't care about a war. They just want to blow up the peninsula. The whole thing's about a nuke bomb detonating. So everybody in Korea, just get off Korea so they can blow up the peninsula with a nuke bomb and bring on the event. That's what the hype is. That's what it's always been about. It's not necessarily about killing people. It's just about kicking off this event. That's their fireworks, a big Hiroshima nuke bomb. It's nothing personal against the North Koreans and the South. It's just that peninsula. And they also had a war planned between India and Pakistan. That's always one I haven't seen materialize yet. And this is masonry plans. This is not Bible prophecy. This is masonry plans. This is them sitting in their little lodges, drinking little chalices of blood, sacrificing babies, and hanging out in places like Bohemian Grove, California, and designing a script and world plans and how they're going to bring about their goals. And so it's these scripts that they're 10-point plans, so to speak. And now that regime is going down. And a new one will begin. Well, the old one's still fighting to stay in some kind of semblance of power because it's so entrenched it goes beyond America. When you look at the deep state, it's the Vatican. And they don't want to lose control over their little nest egg of America. And neither does the Queen. We've been funding her fat butt for 100 years. They don't want to lose their nest eggs. The deep state is them. You know, I would love to see Trump just kick everything out of America that isn't American. There's a start. Do that in a little swamp. If it's not America, it don't stay. And so that would get rid of the deep state, because that's not American. And that would get rid of the NSA, because that's not American. The Federal Reserve, it's not American. The IRS, not American. Okay, what are the stuff that's not American, Trump? I'm going to make America great again. Let's start defining who and what America is and what isn't. And then getting rid of the garbage it's not. No, I'm not making a campaign speech. I'm just saying how it should be. So, these dogs are riled. So I don't know about India and Pakistan. You might hear some blurbs in the news. Now they're pounding my chest. Did you ever sit at your desk and feel the top of your head? Kids, another outside party. This place is a zoo tonight. The literal zoo. They're heating my head up. It's annoying. So, in honor of their annoyances, I'm putting out a couple more videos. A couple more things on the reptile nest. I just put out one on shapeshifters in Rosemont in Chicago. You can see it on my website, my web channel, YouTube channel, Sherry Schreider. Rosemont cops gone wild. Got two more weeks. Probably to keep an eye on things, so enjoy yourselves. And then we'll brace for maybe a December 25th event. They're under pressure, folks. They're under some big, big pressure to come through with something by then to establish the foundation, the beginning of the next regime, because we know we're in that transition period. And they've been given a lot of leeway. Well, not leeways. Our patience is running out. And so, they have to make a move. Something. A worldwide event. A cosmic event. Something that establishes the hardcore beginning of the next regime that's coming in. I'm not going to tell them what they have to do. I'm just a messenger. But I'm going to tell them they have to do something. They have to do something. Because if they want to keep going into hiatus, well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. The Lord is going to push back. And they know what I'm talking about. And they know what's going to happen if they don't do something. So, just reiterating our position, because we're not going to have this la 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 stuff forever. The word is patient. But his kids, not so much. So, you have 2 weeks to procrastinate, and then 2 weeks to panic and try to get something done. That's how you'll do it. Pound me as much as they want. It's been 52 years. I'm still alive. So, little satellite weapons. Elon Musk. How many of your satellites have I blown up? George Bush Sr. has a thing with him. They used to have all these satellites. I blew up like 6 of them. Now I'll get some peace. Let's see. November 27th. What is the 30th? What is the 30th? Let me see. Oh, good one. Okay. The 30th is Thursday. Thursdays are huge for the event. If I was going to pick a day of the week that the event would possibly happen on, it would be a Thursday. Because that is, for some reason, Thursdays and Fridays are their days. They like the Thursdays and Fridays. And so, the 30th is a Thursday. 7th, 14th, oh, they got all sevens on Thursdays this December. How does that work out? The 7th, 14th, 21, and 28th. And they always code the lucky sevens, the double sevens, triple sevens. You notice they've adopted the sevens. When Christians had always adopted the sevens. And then the Satanists started taking over the sevens and encoding them and stuff for their own purposes. Yeah, the 7th. And Thursday, all month long in December, they're all dates ending in 7th. 7, 14, 21, 28. That's interesting. The pagan Christmas day is on a Monday this year. Why does it have to be on the day of my show? Why does it have to ruin my show? Christmas is not a Christian holiday, folks. It's a satanic one. I hope by now you've gotten over the penis trees and vagina wreaths and have gotten rid of that entire pagan holiday. Yeshua was born during Rosh Hashanah, not in the wintertime. In fact, it was the Catholics who worshipped Maitreya. Mithra. Mithra was the pagan god of the time, and all the Masonic, the masonry back then, they all worshipped Mithra. And so the Catholics, who were taking over the Christian churches, decided to put Christmas on the calendar as a Christian holiday to co-align so that they could worship Mithra on that huge day and have their huge birthday of sun god celebrations, and the Christians wouldn't say anything. Now, you gotta understand that every time they decided to change the rules and bring something pagan in or hide something pagan, there were always those who fought against it. There were always those warriors who stood up and said, oh, no, you're not. And they would go to war against the big mouse and kill them. This has been going on for ages. Killing off the big mouse is nothing new. That's how they've been able to manage the history books and the narratives. And then they tell you a different reason why the big mouse were killed off. They'd start a whole plague just to kill off resistors. Bubonic, anybody? Black Death, anybody? Monday's the 25th. Tuesday's 26th. I'd be looking at those 2 days for anything. 25th, 26th. Of course, when they do their event, they want darkness. So they've been trying to collaborate with NASA, the fake space agency we have, to put a covering, a shield over the Earth to block the sun. They have to, like, turn it off so that they can have darkness. And in a lot of ways, they've accomplished that because, you know, there's days where nobody sees the sun. They got it so grayed out. The eclipse, I think that was practice. That wasn't any kind of science eclipse. That was practice. They were trying to blow up the sun and cause a electromagnetic wave to bounce off the sun and hit the Earth from the nuke bombs. Didn't happen. Just like it didn't happen when they nuked Jupiter. Remember back when was that, 2010, when they nuked Jupiter? Trying to blow it up, because Jupiter's like 90% gas, and they were trying to ignite it and blow it up. And then they got CERN, so that became their new toy instead of trying to blow up planets. And they've had CERN opening portals and bringing creatures in. And there's things we can't even begin to imagine they've done. That they've already done, there's nothing you can do about it. We just don't know about them. Yet. But this is all the next regime. The one that's going to replace the evil New World Order cabal, pedophile networks, baby rapers, and human sacrificers, and you think you're going to get a break with the next regime? You ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to make those guys look like amateurs. Hate to tell you, but that's the truth. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Wednesday at noon. Till then, everybody. God bless.